It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Balance and Power Network, SOAR with Resilience, and today I am very happy to discuss how great it is to be an author. As you may know, I am an author. My book is SOAR with Resilience, and I have on the show with me today two authors of children and youth, young adult books. From that I also know personally because we all reside in Long Island, so it's absolutely my pleasure to introduce Karen Bonet, author of Whale Island and the Mysterious Bones. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Eileen. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, yes, my pleasure. And Linda Marie Frank, author of Annie Tillery Mysteries, which are the Madonna Ghosts and Girl with Pencil Drawing. Welcome, Linda Marie. Maria.
Hi, Eileen. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you. And we were just saying how grateful we are that the three of us who are chatting a bit offline, how happy and grateful we are to have our full power and full homes to celebrate in
yes.
this week. There are
yes,
so
we're
many.
Very, we're very fortunate.
Yes.
Yes. Many, many of our nearby towns are not as fortunate, and even some in the towns we live in here
right.
are still literally underwater.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we send our thoughts and positive energy out to all of you and hope you can listen somewhere. And, you know, by the way, if you are listening and know people who are not, anyone can listen on the archives, just look up the show, and I'll be sending that out a little bit later on the internet as well. Okay, let's get down to business here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to know how come each of you decided to work with a younger audience, you know, readership, I should say. So,
well, I guess I'll start uh-huh. with me, with my
okay,
book, Whale Island and Mysterious
uh-huh.
Bones. Eileen, I always liked to write, and I loved English in school, and I found out at a young age that I was good at it, and I became a journalist writing for newspapers, but then always wanted to write a children's book and didn't do it till I was much older, and I guess it was about 12 years ago that I started writing it. And I
mm-hmm.
always wanted to give children the same feeling that I had when I was reading, which I read a lot of books when I was a kid. I wanted them to feel the way I did, which was that I didn't want to put the book down, and I just wanted them to have that same feeling of love for reading. So that's why I decided to write a children's book.
Excellent. I love that that whole idea. And I'm wondering, actually, are children reading as much now? You may not know the answer to this. It may be in some research out there. Are children reading as much as they used to with all the internet happening?
I think they are. I think that they have the nooks, they have the e-readers
mm-hmm.
now, as well as books, and I think they encourage it in schools, and they have their book fairs for children to buy books. And the libraries have programs there for children. I think they're getting even more opportunity to read books now with the e-readers, too.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And Linda, what motivated you to write Young Adult Mysteries?
My story is so much different from Karen's. Karen mm-hmm. was a trained writer, and I've been a teacher all of my career. And I really wasn't interested in writing until the end of my career when I started to teach forensic science. When I was a kid, I loved Nancy Drew. And I decided that I wanted to write a mystery, and the reason why I decided on young adult is because I really feel that young adult literature lives on. Nancy Drew, the Hardy Boys, the Bobbsey Twins, this children's
yes.
literature and young adult literature lives on. If you write a bestseller, it's a bestseller for so many weeks, and then it's in the library on a shelf next to other books that aren't read anymore. So that was my feeling about that. Plus, I love the idea of giving young people something to inspire them towards a career. And I just love the idea that everything is new to them, so that when you write something, you know that if you write it well and if it's an interesting story, it's new to them and it excites them, and that's a good feeling.
So true. I remember those book series that you mentioned.
I loved all of them.
Not the Hardy Boys.
We all love those
actually.
Books.
Maybe that
when I go on vacation, I buy
men.
A Nancy Drew and read it.
Do you? Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. What about Sue Barton? I loved her stuff too.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Judy Bolton.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm. Okay, so how did each of you publish? Are you self-published?
Yes, I started out trying to get it traditionally published. I sent query letters out. We did the research on the different publishers, and I used a book called Children's Writers Market, and did a lot of research and sent it to the appropriate publishers. And, of course, I got rejection letters, and it was about 8 or 9 of them. And then I decided, because I have a granddaughter who was 2 when my book came out, her name is the same as the main character of my book. I didn't know
aww.
I was going to have a granddaughter with that name when I wrote the book. So I thought, you know what, I need to get this book out there. And I did research on self-publishing, and that's the route I decided to take.
Okay. And what about you, Linda?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I self-published as well. I did not send to traditional publishers at all at first, simply because the stories I heard from other people were so discouraging. And then when I decided that I really wanted to publish these books, I had a friend who had self-published, and I sat down with her. I took her out to lunch one day, and I sat down with her, and we talked about her experience, and I said, this sounds really good. At first, I thought that the self-publishing process was going to be like the old Vanity Press, where
yeah.
they just publish anything, and then they don't offer you any services as far as marketing is concerned. But then I realized that this is a big business now, and even
yes.
though you are paying to have your book published, the publishing companies, if you get a good one, they offer a lot of different services, and they produce a nice product. And one of the major criticisms of traditional publishers is that they don't like the look of the product that is produced by self-publishing companies. So that's improving as we speak, and I thought this is going to be a good experience. I really didn't want to get into the negativity of being rejected 242 times before somebody recognized it. Somebody might
yes.
want to read your book. So
yes.
that was really what motivated me to self-publishing, and I thought that the process really was pretty smooth.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yes. And
it was
an author myself, I self-published, and I found that as well. I was very pleased. Actually had assistance, major assistance from my webmaster who formatted it, and one of my colleagues helped to edit it and gave me her 5 cents whenever she wanted. She knows I totally love and accept her. Anything she has to tell me. So, you know, it's positive critiques all the way. And with all that, you know, just taking that final step of the printing, you know, we always, I don't know, I kind of agonized about that at, you know, okay, it's like finally happening, this is it, you know.
Right. And, I think a lot of people are going the
yeah.
self-publishing route now because for the very same reasons we did. We didn't want to get those rejection letters and wait to hear back from a publisher. It takes about 6 to 9 months sometimes before they even answer you, and it's a long process. So many people we know are self-publishing. I think it's become a booming business now. I think a lot of people are going that way.
And the nice thing about it is that so many people self-publish now that it's very easy to find fellow self-publishers to discuss the various ins and outs of self-publishing. In fact, Karen and I do a workshop in libraries and for clubs, in bookstores, any venue that will accept us. So we do it on self-publishing, on how what our journey was like.
It's chock full of information. It's very visual and interactive as well. And people love it. It's very well received. We've gotten great responses where we've been, libraries and bookstores and different venues, so it's very interesting because a lot of people are out there trying to get a book published. They don't know the next steps to take, so this course really does help them.
Yeah, that's a great idea to set aside part of your professional work as those kind of mentors, I suppose, in the self-publishing arena. Okay, so if people wanted to have a look at your book online, where would they go? Do you each have separate websites for that?
Yes. Well, we both do. I have it's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. I have a website. I have two websites. The one where you can find my book is it's a WordPress site. It's WhaleIslandStories.wordpress.com, and they can buy the book those three ways. So, it's available in many different places and in some bookstores.
Okay, so let's just say the name of the book again, Whale. It's Whale.
My book is called Whale Island and the Mysterious Bones.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And, Linda, where is your book found on the Internet?
Well, I think it's important to note that the first thing that you have to do as an author is to get a website, as you well know. And my website is www.lindamariafrank.com. So it's just my author's name. And when you go on that website, there is a place on the website to go directly to Amazon or directly to Barnes & Noble's. However, if you have the books are available, both Karen's and mine, in ebook format and softcover. But if you have a different format than Nook or Kindle, my books are available on every ebook format. You just have to, I guess if you have an iPad, you go on and you look to see where the venues are that sell my book on iPad format. So that's really first and foremost. If you're marketing your book, you have to make sure that the books are available. Our books are also available in library catalogs.
Right.
In other words, libraries use something like Baker & Taylor. They use Ingram, which is a big distributor, and they're there. So you need to, and that's something that iUniverse did for me. They were my self-publishing company. But you have to make sure that you do that. So that's where my books are available. And then, of course, we do fairs. We do all kinds of craft fairs and
book fairs.
Karen, anything else we do? We left any stone unturned?
No, we do our own. Each of us do workshops together, but we each do workshops for our book genre. I do mine in elementary schools, and what I do for that is visual PowerPoint, and I also talk about how it is for a writer to get ideas. How do you get ideas as a writer? Talk about how important it is to do research, whether you're a fiction writer or a nonfiction writer. And I also have a visual trifold board of mammals of the ocean, including whales, because my book has a lot of marine animals in it because of the story. The story is a fun adventure story, and they love that. They love that I adopted a whale named Katie, and I talk about why I adopted a whale, and I go over all of that with the children as well as my book. So it's very fun, and they also have the opportunity to act out a scene and wear simple costumes, and I do it mostly in schools, elementary schools.
Okay.
Now, I do a program, too, for middle school kids, and I do them basically in libraries, though, and it's a mystery writer's workshop. I actually have set up a program where I tell them how a mystery is solved. I do this with a PowerPoint presentation, and then I give them a partial story, something like what a detective would get who was assigned to a case, and I give them a little baggie full of clues, actual little objects, and I ask them to solve the case and write the story. And a good time is had by all. So that's kind of a fun workshop. And,
that
yeah.
does sound fun. I love that whole idea.
And then I'm also, I'm sorry, I can't get the teacher out of me, so my website is has lesson plans for teachers based on the books.
That's great. I'm a former school teacher as well. I love that idea.
Yeah, well, we're always looking for those ways to get those kids reading, aren't we?
That's great. So you've covered a lot of different avenues in the way you have marketed and promoted your books. Anything else?
Social media.
big avenue, and it's very important. Time-consuming, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
what
have
would you recommend? Yes,
well, we have Facebook. Pages.
Mm-hmm. We both have Facebook
of the names,
pages for our books.
Of the names,
and you have to have a
book
page, not a personal page, but a book page. And we also have a page for the TV show, The Writer's Dream.
Right.
And we find that there is a, you know, there's a real connection there because our TV program, as you know because you were on it, we have authors come in and discuss the same types of things that we're talking to you about, and it's a wonderful sharing of information. But I have been told, and so has Karen, that Twitter is the way to go. So we, Karen and I, want to get a Twitter group together because none of us wishes we're all too shy to tweet alone.
Yes, we have a following.
No, it's
group.
Great. It's great to have a few, you know, like exactly what you're saying. And then you send the app messages to them, and they retweet it. They tweet you back. They reply. It's a very good idea. I absolutely am in favor of that.
Well, there's so many ways to market yourself, and or the TV show is another way. I mean, it's a way to market other authors.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Tell us more about the show.
Well, the show actually started a year ago. Linda is the producer of the show, and we love it. We had a train to use the camera equipment and interviewing techniques. To be a director, because there's always got to be someone directing the show. So we all take turns with that. And Linda does some of the she's a host of the show as well, and so am I. I do hosting some of our guests as well. And it's just a great way to meet other authors and feature them. And everyone has a unique story. Everyone has a different story. So we meet all kinds of people, and mostly it's Long Island authors. But we've featured people who are from the greater New York area as well, and it's a wonderful thing. It's doing very well. We have about 3 authors a month, and
that's great.
It's aired, and where is it aired, Linda, exactly now?
Okay, well, it was originally only aired in East Hampton because that's where the studio is, but because we are able to buy a DVD of the show, as is the guest, as you well know, what I've done is I've gotten the shows to be aired on all the Cablevision channels. It's channel 20 or 21, depending upon where you are, and it's aired from Riverhead, from Westbury, and from Islandia. And they're all on Monday. You have to look at your program guide, but I believe that Westbury is 8 o'clock in the morning, Islandia is 8:30 in the morning, and Riverhead is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have applied to a city station, but I have to, you know how these things are, you have to get back to them. But what I try to do is I try to get as much airtime as possible for people. And this brings us back to social media, because what happens is I have a person who's a real good computer expert, and I give her the DVDs, and she puts them on YouTube. So we have a YouTube channel called The Writer's Dream. And once you are on YouTube, then you can go to your DVD, your video, and hit the share button, and then a code comes up which you can paste into your Facebook page.
You can link it onto your social media
site. Okay. I loved being on your show.
Well, we loved
Linda,
having you.
It was a lot of
fun.
Well,
thank you. Linda interviewed me that day. Karen was more behind the scenes on that particular day. And I was made to feel so comfortable. You know, TV can go either way. either comfortable or uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was totally at ease, and Linda, thank you. That was a fabulous interview, and yeah, I will promote it again. I did at the time, you know, closer to when I was on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great idea. I'll repost it and so on.
People put it on their websites.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever venue
you have. It is on my website. I actually posted it on the Blog Talk Radio PR page about this show. I said, and I was on the Writer's Dream too, and you could see us here. You know, I actually posted that link on the Blog Talk Radio listing blurb. So we are getting perhaps more views than we know we are. And hopefully we're getting a lot of listens. Hi, everyone out there. And let's see, what else can we...
Well, I'll tell you what we can share with you, and I don't know if we discussed this before, but Linda and I, we did a lot of research a while back, maybe over a year ago, after our books were published, because I always felt that it was important to be able to help a nonprofit, some people who are needy. My thing is that people shouldn't be hungry, and so I did a lot of research, and Linda and I both donate a portion of our proceeds, our book sales proceeds for each book, to the Interfaith Nutrition Network, which is
a wonderful idea.
Yeah, they're terrific. They're in New Hempstead. They have soup kitchens all over Long Island, and we went over there several times to meet with the public relations person, and she gave us a tour of the facility, and we're very glad we did, because we are happy to give a portion of the proceeds of our book sales to them, to know that it's going for a good cause. So we just wanted to share that.
Yes, thank you. That is great. And, especially for this holiday season, just to buy a book as a gift and know that some of the purchase money is going to the Interfaith Nutrition Network.
That's
wonderful.
So speaking of holiday gifts, let me tell you about our future fairs that we're going to do, because holidays are coming up, and we will be giving a dollar from the sale of each book to the inn. And the first fair is November 24th, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, at St. James Church on Hicksville Road in Seaford. That's all day. That's a Christmas fair. And then on November 30th, we are doing Women's Complete Imaging in Garden City. You would have to look on their website. I think it's 900 Stewart Avenue.
And people are welcome to come to that. Bring a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. It will have food. It's going to have drinks and snacks, and it's free. So,
nice.
Whoever wants to
Repeat that again.
Women Imaging Center is in Rockville Center, but I don't
have. Is it Rockville Center?
Yeah, Rockville Center.
Okay.
But I don't have the date.
It's nine.
I'm sorry. I don't have the address.
It's 900 Stewart Avenue, isn't it?
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
That's not Rockville Center then, 900 Stewart Avenue.
It's Garden City.
Sorry about that, it's Garden City. Yeah, that was my mistake.
Right, it's okay. What date is it? Do you have that?
That's November 30th.
It's in the evening.
Okay.
I think it's 7 o'clock.
Right. It's either 6:30 or 7.
Okay, I'm going to try to go and bring some friends. That sounds great.
Please do. Yeah. And we have another one December 1st in Maria Regina Parish, which is on Jerusalem Avenue in Seaford. And the church fairs have wonderful things. It's great Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
They have beautiful either craft gifts or things that aren't crafts, but they're just great gifts. A lot of food.
Right.
Fun things to do on a Sunday afternoon.
And we're going to be a free raffle. We're going to have a nice basket, a raffle basket, which is free to people who visit our table and they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody will go home with a nice gift basket of books and other items as well.
Okay, great. And what about any future longer-term plans regarding your writing careers?
Well, for me, I have some wonderful ideas for my second book, and I haven't started it yet, but I will be taking care of that this coming year. So, I have a second book in the series. It's a series book, so this is my second book, and children have been asking me already when it's coming out, and I can't give them a date yet, I'm going to be working on it.
Okay, that's great. So they're the children themselves, your readers, are encouraging
some of,
you.
Some of
that's
the children
wonderful.
Wrote me a little email after they read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, positive, wonderful email. So ask me when the next one's coming out.
And what about for you, Linda?
Well, I have one in the works. My third book is called Secrets in the Fairy Chimneys, and it takes place in an archaeological dig in Turkey. And I'm about three quarters of the way through it, and I would like to publish it early next year. So that's in the works. I'm also opening myself up to teacher conferences because I would like for schools to be able to buy my books and use them in English classes as a motivational technique to get kids to read. Where Karen and I are working on the TV show constantly. We've joined a number of writers' organizations like Long Island Authors Groups and Long Island Children's Writers and Illustrators so that we have a continuous flow of people coming in on the show and helping us. Plus the fact that we would like to continue to go to schools and libraries and get the message out. Our books are really good. We know that because we both have readerships and we get positive feedback. That's what's made this experience so good, because rather than going the route where we would have a lot of negative feedback, and I know you're really into the positive energy, Eileen, we do get a lot of positive feedback. People love the books. They like our TV program, and so it makes it easy to do all this hard work, because it truly is a lot of hard work.
A lot of work. The marketing is
marketing.
It is. So time-consuming, but so important.
Yes, absolutely. I know we all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anyone out there listening who is an author and wants to contact you to be on the Writer's Dream TV show, how do they do that?
They can go on to the Writer's Dream Facebook page. There is a Facebook page called the Writer's Dream, and leave a message. And when they leave a message, I get an email, and then I contact them. Either that or... they can email me. My email is my initials, lmf217@hotmail.com. So they can contact me.
Okay, and what about Karen, if anyone wants to speak with you about any of this?
They can email me
you?
As well. They can go on my website, but I'll give you my email, which is probably the best way to reach me, which is K, and then the way my name is spelled, B-O-N-N-E-T, at optonline.net, optonline.net. They can reach me that way, and I always get back to people through that website.
Perfect.
Through that
great.
Email.
Okay, then. Well, it's been absolutely delightful having this conversation, and I hope all the authors out there who haven't quite gotten their products out in the market yet got some great tips, and potential authors and teachers and parents all got some great information. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, ladies.
Oh, thanks, Eileen. It was great fun. Thank you.
Right. Just one other comment is that we really didn't talk much about the contents of the book. These are minor mysteries, Karen's an adventure story. These are page-turners.
They're page-turners. Riveting.
Right.
They're riveting. They are. They're wonderful.
Riveting
books.
Is wonderful.
We can vouch for each other because we read each other's books. But we've gotten wonderful comments from so many people. So it's
And thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm sure you'll be back when you have your new books and your series.
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
Back. We will.
There you go. All righty. So happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye
now.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
Somebody to love, somebody to love.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
My heart skips skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.